sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Welcome back to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm so thrilled to be back today. I love bringing you this kind of information. Today we're going to be talking about really getting healthy and in shape, like how eating right, staying fit, and being healthy will affect your sex and happiness. I'm sure this is not a foreign concept to you. We are sold this kind of eating healthy, getting fit stuff in every single magazine, in almost every single blog, on Oprah, on Dr. Phil, on Dr. Oz, on all these programs. And so many people are on some craze or other trying to get healthy. I myself have already done the HCG diet. Many of my friends are on the leaky gut diet. I don't know about if my guests today are going to talk about those things or not, but they are going to talk about getting healthy and how that adds to your sex and happiness. So they're experts in the field. My first guest is Rochelle Henry, and she supports women to go from bloated, guilty, and controlled by cravings to feeling confident and fit in their own sexy skin. Rochelle is a certified health coach, and she's the creator of BodyLoveWithRochelle.com. And so, Rochelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today.
Yeah, it's great. It's great just hearing your voice. I will admit, Rochelle and I know each other, and as I also know her partner, Lucas Sipe Williams, and he helps busy men and high-achieving professionals to boost their energy, lose weight, and achieve more. Lucas is the director of Baltimore Health Coach and the creator of HealthyMenScoreMore.com. Luke, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
That's great. So I want everyone out there to know that I know Lucas and Rochelle really well, and they have participated in my workshops, and I see them when I'm in Baltimore and the near vicinity, and sometimes they're out here, so I see them in Phoenix. And today we're going to their expertise. So my question for you is, you know, I talked about these fad diets and things like that, like, but let's bottom line it. Like, really, what's the bottom line for people in terms of their sexuality, their sensuality, and their happiness? Like, why get fit?
I would say love, because it feels good. And because we can, in our experience, we can experience more when we are feeling good. And for many of us, we grew up going for the sugar, going for the alcohol, the drugs, whatever's going to lift us up really high, but then we get that crash. And I think people have been on one roller coaster or another. I think all of us have. And what happens is the ride gets less and less enjoyable and thrilling, and people gain weight and lose energy. And eventually we see that there's a more sustainable way to feel really good, and that we can actually sustain feeling awesome if we prioritize a really conscious and intentional approach to taking care of ourselves, including how we eat.
I know that when I was growing up, like eating chocolate for comfort was like the way, at least young girls did that. I don't know if young, and we got acne from it. We got all kinds of things from it, but it seemed like anything for that chocolate. So you're saying that this sustains you better, and people don't need this kind of stuff. They can actually like feel their own love.
Well, it's not even the chocolate. It's actually the cheap the sugar and the dairy that they added with the chocolate. So we can have chocolate. Chocolate's not the cause of any problems. In fact, it's a very healthful food in its highest quality, and people are more and more in tune with that, and real and more high quality chocolates on the market. But yeah, absolutely, we can. When we become more intentional and conscious about what we eat, then we see that we don't need to use food to comfort ourselves or to feel high.
I got it. That's great. What about you, Rochelle? You have something to add into that?
This is so resonating with me. And Lori, you telling the story about being a young girl, or just imagining young girls eating chocolate to feel that sensation, whatever it is, that love or that comfort, that intimacy that we desire. I can resonate with that and think about myself as a young girl and using food for comfort and to feel something different. And I just love having a moment to reflect and also be in gratitude for where I am and how far I've come. So thank you for the opportunity to do this today. It's really been an amazing journey.
And so are you saying, did you used to obsess about food or have?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in a family with a grandmother who was extremely skinny and tiny, who always said, "I'm so fat." And what I saw around me was that all the women in my family were fat except for my grandmother, and she ridiculed people. And it was sad to me. And I saw myself gaining weight and thinking, I will lose her love if I am overweight. Or it doesn't make sense to me. How come grandma is skinny and she says she's fat? So there were a lot of mixed messages for me. There's also a lot of diabetes in my family, heart disease, cancer. I mean, all of these lifestyle diseases I saw around me as a young person. And I believe I made a choice. My parents now are in their 60s, and they're both very healthy. They exercise and they watch what they eat. And they instilled that in me, that health comes from how you move your body as well as what you put into your body. But what I didn't get until much later on was health is also about what you think about yourself and about your emotions and how you handle them. And I think that's something that you do really well in the work that you do, Lori, is teaching people how to release stuck emotion. And much of what we choose in a moment is to get us satisfaction and to get us feeling something different. But if we have a way to work with the thoughts and emotions that we have, that can restore us to a place of health and well-being as well. So I think that's a part that many, many diets out there leave out. You can eat the most organic, nutrient-dense food, and you can be a marathon runner or you can be a yogini and still think crappy thoughts and feel good.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm glad you made that point. I'm moving over to Luke for a second. I really appreciate you talking about the situation that you grew up in, you know, and how your grandmother was. I mean, women are just so crazy and obsessed about their bodies and their weight, and they drive each other crazy, as well as the magazines, as well as the diets. But Luke, I'm interested to hear about yours, because you know, like, what led you to this? Obviously, you two got led to this healthy path.
Yeah.
You know, healthy path. So what happened in your upbringing?
Well, I had terrible, terrible digestive issues. I had the worst gas ever, actually, as a kid. And I didn't think anything of it because everyone around me had this. My brother and my father had the same digestive troubles. But then my brother got really sick when I was in my early 20s. And that scared me. And I am kind of a fixer type. I want to solve people's problems. And so I started reading books and looking on the internet. And I realized that I probably didn't have to live with the allergies and the digestive issues and the fatigue and all the stuff that I thought was genetic. I realized that a lot of it had to do with what I was eating. So I made changes to what I ate and saw results really quickly and was so inspired by it that I decided to become trained and certified. But literally, when I was in high school, I would be out on a date and I was so scared of women at the time, you know, I would be like eating nervously. And then I would eat too much in the wrong combination of things, and then I just get so bloated, and I would literally have to like check out of the date and say, sorry, I got to go, because I couldn't take it.
And you were going to have to pass gas, and you didn't want to have to.
Yeah. So I had to turn down. Yeah, I had to turn down offers to stay out later, and it was a source of embarrassment. And then it comes to a head, you know. Many people experience nagging symptoms, and what happens is eventually, unfortunately, things come to a head, and that's what happened for my brother, and that's what led me to nutrition.
Amazing. So, and now I understand the name of your website, Healthy Men Score.
Yeah, coming full circle.
Oh. Yeah, because you couldn't have scored if you had to check out on every date.
All those missed opportunities. I want to.
Well, this is a really good place for us to take a pause for a second, and we'll get into this more. You know, what the advantages are and what could motivate people. We'll talk about that a little bit in the second segment. My question now is, if you are a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know a woman who could use this. Many women say that feelings of desire, arousal, sexual satisfaction, things like that don't happen as naturally as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra. Zestra was developed to provide a much-needed option for all women to feel more sexually satisfied. Zestra's safe. It's a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient, single-dose personal packets, and each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts fresh and safe from light. It starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes, and we could say that the initial sensations are called the Zestra Rush. And then the effects peak at around 10 minutes, and they can last up to 45 minutes. And the great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. I feel all women deserve sexual satisfaction. I wouldn't be doing this show if I didn't think that. I think everyone, not just women, but all women do. And so if you're interested to find out more about this phenomenal product, please phone 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on Sex and Happiness. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Rochelle Henry and Lucas Sipe Williams talking about why you'd want to get healthy and in shape, and how that would affect your sex and happiness. We'll be right back.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, and here's some news I want to tell you about just in time for the holidays. I've posted a new YouTube video as my holiday gift to you. I'm giving you the 4 keys to the mastery of self-love, which is taken directly from my most advanced course, Initiation. I wanted you to receive something new from me. So, as my holiday gift to you, please go to youtube.com and type in Laurie Handler's videos and look for the 4 keys to the mastery of self-love. You can even subscribe to my channel and see all the other topics that I offer and will be offering. Also, I invite you to check out my book specials for the holidays. If you act between now and December 23rd by going to my website, butterflyworkshops.com, I'm offering you multiple signed copies of my book, Sex and Happiness, at not only discounted prices, but with free shipping. Hopefully my book will find its way to under your tree and under the trees of your friends for these holidays. Please go to butterflyworkshops.com and act now and have happy, juicy, sexy holidays.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm talking with two health coaches. We heard about their background, how they got into it. Rochelle talked about how her grandmother may have been crazy-making in her life, talking about being fat when she was really skinny. And Lucas talked about himself and his father and his brother having severe gas issues and other digestive tract issues when he was growing up. And, you know, Luke, you didn't mention about what your brother had. Are you able to say what he discovered he had? Did he have, like, Crohn's or something?
Yeah, he was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis.
Ah, and so that must have been very painful for him.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's a condition that the conventional medicine, they don't really have a great handle on as far as providing relief or a cure. So it's something that people suffer with. And one of the things that inspired me, though, was finding through the internet many people who had healed themselves, fully recovered without drugs or surgery, partially through nutrition, but of course, really transformational work on every level.
Yeah.
Typically.
Did your mom feel guilty about all this? Was your mom the cook in your family? And when everybody was walking around with gas, I mean, did your mom, you know, feel like, oh my God, it was her fault?
I think every mom probably has a little bit of guilt, but probably not in her control. She cooked really healthy food, but I was picky as a kid, and then as soon as I was able to, I would go out and find as much sugar and candy and snacks as I could. So she tried, and her husband didn't help much. You know, he didn't share the same values and commitment to our healthy eating. So there was kind of mixed messages coming from the two parents.
Yeah, I just had to ask that. It begged the question. So let's move to people when they start loving and thinking and eating in a way that you're talking about, what's possible for them?
What's coming to me now is a conversation that I had with a woman yesterday who is in my Body Love program. And myself and 50 other women right now, we're in the middle. Actually, we're towards the end of a 28-day cleanse where we've taken refined foods, processed foods out of our diet, and we're eating whole, complete foods. Anyway, the long and short of it is that this woman was feeling so good. She was feeling strong and powerful in her body. She has run a marathon and done a triathlon. She's recently married. She felt more confident in her body. And then she stepped onto the scale. And that power and confidence and strength went out the window because her mind said that there was something wrong with a number on the scale. Now, this woman has taken major actions. She's cleaned up what she eats, and she's moving her body in amazing ways that she never thought possible. And she's going into her 40s now. And we looked at what she made it mean, that number on the scale, and how she equated that with whether she was good enough or not. So when we looked at, without the number on the scale, how do you feel in your body? Power, confidence, sexy, all of that. But with the scale, there was disempowerment. So I bring that up because I really and truly believe that health is not about our size or about the number, the amount of pounds that we carry, but it's about, one, our state of mind, how we feel in our body, and two, if we are loving and honoring ourselves, how do I feed this body that I am living in? How do I move this body that I'm living in? How do I think about this body that I'm living in? So I really truly believe that it must be a holistic approach, and we can't use food as an in order to. So I'm going to move and shift and change the way that I eat in order to lose weight, because that's the intention is still there that I'm not good enough yet and I must do this to fix me. So I think an important piece is to change the thinking before we make changes to what we're, or in the meantime, doing both.
I was going to say that must be what you coach people about, like changing their thinking as well as their habits and their routines. I mean, it seems to me that you have to bust up people's whole paradigm that they live in.
Yeah, and it's painful. You know, after I talked to this woman yesterday, she's like, I'm shaking because I can't believe that I've been living with this belief my entire life. It's almost like I don't know who I am or what to do with that. But it's also really freeing at the same time. And she shared with me that since she was 11 years old, she's been focusing on her weight, and her mom gave that blessing to her. Her mom said, I was once overweight and now I'm thin, and I just want to share with you because it's really hard to be overweight and you really want to focus on being thin your whole life. And that was something her mother passed to her in out of love, because she wanted her daughter to be saved from feeling bad about herself. And she took it on as her mission in life to be thinner. And it's been running the show forever until yesterday.
Well, I kind of think that it's, we all have, look, we live in a culture where we have body images and we have negative body images because there's still a split between body and mind in our world. We value the mind more than the body, over the body, and so the mind plays tricks on us, and the messages that are given to us, even if the mom didn't give her that message, the magazines would have given her that message, or you know, or Hollywood would have given her that message. So it's really until we value the body with the same exuberance and enthusiasm that we value the mind, it's still going to get in there. It's going to creep in there, the negative self-image and the negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. So you'll always have a job. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because the way that I see it now, before I was trying to be everyone's health coach. And then when I got clear about my story and the pain that I've worked through and continue to work through in my own relationship with my body, this is so juicy for me. It's not a job. It's my mission in life. You know, till the day that I am no longer physically on this planet, when I wake up every morning, it's, I am here to support women to love themselves and their bodies. That's what I'm here for. And I'm crystal clear about that. And that excites me and delights me to no end.
That's marvelous, really. I love that. I love my job as well, so I can totally relate to that. It makes you even healthier, not only your diet and your exercise, but loving your work like it's play makes you equally as sexy and happy, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Luke, when you're coaching men, maybe you have a story like what Rochelle just talked about, like somebody who really was off as well in terms of how he saw himself.
There's a gentleman who I'm considering as a business partner at this point, 1 year after he's now, his body has, Rochelle and I, we don't like to say lose weight, but that's what people know. But he's lost 90 pounds and he is so on fire. You asked what's possible when we start to line up our food choices with loving intention, you know, really what we want for our lives. Mm-hmm. We start to eat that way, anything becomes possible. This guy is so fired up about his life. He's lost 90 pounds. This is a man's man. He's a salesman. He's a fisherman. He's from a blue collar background. He and jock and athlete. And he just was fed up with feeling sick and tired. And, you know, they say sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. He was fed up and he had enough of that energy there from just being so tired of that. And it took a little while to build some trust, because I think especially for men, there's this idea that this is that changing what we eat and eating healthier, it's an unmanly thing or whatever that is. But it took him a little while. But once he caught on to it, once he got the momentum of feeling better, and feeling better in instances when he was used to feeling crappy, like being the guy in the business meeting who is completely awake and alive and can just keep going without drinking another cup of coffee, you know, because the night before he passed on cocktails when everybody was hammering beers, you know, and it became such a joy to work with this guy because he would call me up for our sessions and he would just have me laughing because he'd just be so fired up about his life. And what he did is he's put himself in nutrition school because he now wants to give. And I think that's what becomes possible. When we take care of ourselves, then we have more to give, and then that becomes what fulfills us, I believe. And this is a great example of it, this gentleman who is just a recent success story.
Amazing. So, and does he discuss his sex life with you?
Well, he's come so far as to discuss his relationship. You know, initially there was not much there, even talking about his relationship to his lady. And now he's, the nutrition coaching has, and that's all nutrition is an entry point into this deeper conversation of who are we, because what we eat is a reflection of how we think and how we feel and who we think we are. All of our actions are. So as he becomes more empowered and starts to make more of these, he's knowing himself more and he's willing, and it seems, this is the story I tell myself, is that he's more open to discussing. And he's in sessions now, he's, you know, lately he's been saying that he really is wanting to take his relationship to his fiance to the next level and really opening up and sharing that he's been out of alignment there, like not showing up in the way he wants to in that relationship, not showing up powerfully, sort of showing up in a reactive way and playing out some old stuff. So it just it's a way for us, any sort of entry point, sex, health, money, any of these things, we get it deeper. It takes us into that conversation of who we are, and it's all connected. So
that's great. It's great. It's great to hear that he's in, as he gets in alignment, he starts to get more in alignment with also someone else important to him in his life. It's what you're saying. Everything leads to everything. I mean, that sounds so kind of trite, but it's if something's off, then everything else is sort of askew, even though we might be fooling ourselves and thinking that it's not.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And could I add one other thing to that, Lori?
Sure.
So what comes to mind is that I had worked with his fiance prior, and what this gentleman shares with me is that when, even though his fiance was having major recovery and healing from physical ailments, and she was getting lit up in her life, he still was skeptical. I guess because it was threatening or whatever was going on, but he finally came around and signed up. But one of the things he's done all along is he's appreciated his partnership with her for what's been possible through that partnership, through the two of them coming together, and also just on the practical level of two people sharing the responsibility of creating delicious and nourishing food. It's not necessarily an easy task. There's much more convenient, low-energy foods out there.
Well, I actually want you to pause here, because when we come back, I want to talk to you about how much it helps to have other people to eat with and prepare food with. I think this is it's a high motivator for people. So, so actually, that's where I want to go in the next segment. So hold that thought for a moment.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if you just tuned in, you are listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Lucas Sipe Williams and Rochelle Henry. They're both health and nutrition coaches, and they add a great deal of transformation into what they're doing as well. Rochelle has Body Love with Rochelle.com, and Lucas has HealthyMenScoreMore.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what it's like to be supportive when you're in a partnership or relating to another, and in terms of how you start eating healthy and change the way you think. So we'll be right back.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day with no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects? If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's HORMONE nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com.
This is Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and we're back from break, and I'm talking with Lucas Sipe Williams and Rochelle Henry. And Luke, we left off a few minutes ago just talking about the support, and there was also something else you said, which I just want to circle back to, about how men often think that watching their nutrition and getting healthier, like it's men think nothing of pumping iron, but mm-hmm. still hammering beers, like what you said, and how they think that watching their nutrition is sort of unmanly. And I just want to remind you that there was a time when men didn't type. They had secretaries who took shorthand and then went out and typed letters for them. And men at first were very adverse to going on keyboards on the computer. I just want to put that in perspective. We've entered a totally new age where men now type fast. They like typing, and something else about it is just that when we type and use both hands, we're actually stimulating both sides of the brain. It's bilateral brain stimulation. So the feminine and masculine hemispheres of the brains actually get more in balance. So it's just a matter of time before men really see that it's part of their life's purpose to be healthy and to manage that stuff. It's not a woman's job to cook and dish out the food. Like it's equal. Rochelle's laughing at this. So you were saying, so we got into the partnership stuff. I just had to say that because when you were talking about it, made me laugh. I remember men who didn't want to ever type. Mm-hmm. So the partnership with the guy and his fiance.
Yeah, just how appreciative he was and how it would have never been possible for him, probably at that time anyway, if it wasn't for his relationship. And what she was a stand for him to be well. And it really took something for her to do that, stand up in the face of his skepticism and cynicism. And I think about my own relationship to Rochelle. We came together to have an open and honest relationship and to support each other to be well. And so we cooked for each other. And initially, it really was a sort of an equal partnership in that way. And lately, it's more and more like a traditional male-female relationship where Rochelle does a lot more of the cooking. That sort of works for us, but certainly without a shared commitment. Well, I can say without Rochelle, I would certainly not be as healthy and happy as I am today.
And why did this happen? Does Rochelle, do you just think you're a better cook? How did this happen?
Well, I think partially it is the male-female role that I grew up knowing. So I think mm-hmm. I naturally fall into that. Mother doing the cooking and my father bringing home the bacon, so to speak. So I naturally fell into that female role. But early on when we started dating, it's really interesting. I was living in New York and Lucas was living in Baltimore, and I would come down to visit him and he would cook everything. And I actually felt intimidated and slightly nervous that he wouldn't like my cooking. And then over time, I realized he really loves my cooking. I love my cooking too. And when he cooks, he keeps things really simple. I think he calls it utilitarian cooking, quick and simple and fast. And I like to indulge a little bit more, I like a little bit more variety. So if I want to take responsibility for what I want, then I do the majority of the cooking.
The other thing, too, is Rochelle does some personal chefing as part of the way that she brings in income and shares her gifts. So that's a cool perk for the job that we do, is she does some personal chefing and makes extra, and then we have food to eat. So that also is partly responsible for where we are.
Sounds great. Maybe
yeah, it
really
is. I mean, we eat amazing food every day. It's unbelievable.
We do.
So I want to ask you, Lucas, have you been able to overcome various food allergies and things like that since you've been in this nutrition path, so to speak?
Not necessarily overcome in the sense where I identified that, for instance, wheat and dairy and things like beer, my body had a sensitivity to, and I haven't overcome it in the sense that I can eat those things now and feel great. What the evolution has been for me is that I've gotten to a place where I really don't miss those foods. And because the foods that I am eating, the foods that my body does resonate with and are energizing and healing for my body, I know how to make them in delicious and satisfying ways. Or I guess Rochelle does now. So that's sort of how I've overcome that issue, where it's gotten to the point where I'm not really missing anything. I don't feel like I'm lacking anything or missing out.
I think it's important to say that, because most people feel like diets don't work, and by and large, diets really don't work. It has to be a whole lifestyle choice and a commitment. As what you said before, it has to be a whole transformation and a commitment to wanting to be in the body that I want to be in, mm-hmm. as opposed to something that, you know, I'm at the whim at the cravings of this other addiction stuff, which possibly we all grew up with. Mm-hmm. So I think what you're saying is to feel like you don't lack, mm-hmm. is a really critical point here.
Yeah, we support people to stop dieting, and we do offer what we call cleanses, where we are taking things out. But really, the first step for anyone who's listening to this, who maybe you have a history of dieting, or maybe you've never been interested in food, but you know you probably could feel better and you want to experiment, instead of taking things out, focus on adding things in that are high nutrient and delicious. It's really about a commitment to living a delicious life, which you've supported. I don't think Rochelle needed any support with that. I needed support with that. And I wouldn't have attended some of your workshops without Rochelle and her commitment to having a delicious life and delicious relationships. So it's a commitment to, you know, I'm going to be satisfied in my life. I'm going to choose satisfaction and deliciousness. And then understanding that if we also want to have energy and health, then we have to explore, how can I do that in high nutrient dense ways? How can I do that with vegetables, with fruits, you know, with whole foods? And so if people get committed to feeling good and eating well and get so turned on to healthy living, then the next step is to let go of some of those crutch foods and beverages like the caffeine and the alcohol and the sugar.
Well, I love how you framed that, because what you're really talking about is a sensual life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, to love the things that you're adding in, and then to be able to let go of the things that really aren't good for you, and then get yourself into a sensual place and a delicious place. That's how you described it. I think it's so key for people. And in this day and age, it's just, I mean, obesity is one of our largest challenges. Mm-hmm. And there's really no need for it. Mm-hmm. But I like that you're telling people to go off diets. Although I do have to add, I mean, I did HCG last year, and it was the easiest thing I ever did. I just injected myself with this hormone every single morning, and then I ate 500 calories a day. And I kind of still eat like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it just cleans some stuff up. I don't eat wheat anymore. Some of the things you're mentioning, I still drink red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the thing is, Lori, that none of the things we're talking about are good or bad. Each person, it's like, the thing about diets is it's somebody else's theory. And if a person can come with an open mind to their relationship with red wine and say, honestly experience it and say, this is loving for me, this is what I choose, then there's no issue there. But for people to eat things and drink things and then the next day feel regret and guilt and feel crummy and wish they were out of that pattern, then to repeat the pattern over and over again, that's what we're helping people step out of. But not to say that this food – so even like we use the term diet, like the diet you did, but I imagine you were doing that with a loving intention.
Yes, and I had a lot of support, which is what we're talking about in this segment. Mm-hmm. Almost all my friends at that time were doing it. my sister included, my best friends included, people in my community, everyone was doing HCG and everyone was together, you know, sharing, oh, well, I went out to eat and what am I going to eat on HCG when I go out to eat? I was eating, because I haven't eaten red meat since the 70s. So I don't eat red meat. And that was a big part of that diet, eating like lean, healthy red meats. And I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I was afraid, actually. I thought I'd put one piece of steak in my mouth and I would be really sick. So I treated myself to lobster and crab's legs and shrimps, things I love, and, you know, that were a little bit out of the ordinary. I don't eat lobster and crab's legs every day, you know. And so I did do that so I could be having this sensuous experience while doing the HCG. So I loved it. I had a ball and I haven't stopped eating like that.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a total treat. You know, it really, it's great. So I love how you pointed that out. Well, we're going to break here again for a moment. And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about how this does lead to people being more sensuous and feeling great about themselves, and any pointers that you can give people on how to start, what they need to start looking at and in order to make these kind of commitments. So we'll be right back with Sex and Happiness with my guests, Lucas Sipe Williams and Rochelle Henry, talking about how you can get in shape and have a hotter, sexier life and love with yourself and others. Stay tuned.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches, or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lati Han, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lati Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lati Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and my guests today, Rochelle Henry and Lucas Sipe Williams, are talking to us about really not dieting, but taking on a whole nother lifestyle, a whole way of being in your body, which is so important now. And in the last segment, we were talking about getting support. You talked about supporting each other and this client of yours, and or these two clients of yours supporting each other in diet. And I talked about my friends and community supporting me and everyone doing these things together. I think people do want to take this on. I think this is something most people struggle with. They want to be in a body that looks and feels good to themselves. So what are some things that they can start to look at, like from the whole holistic approach?
Well, something that we really enjoy teaching that Lucas mentioned is the cleansing process. So someone could easily put themselves through a 7-day experience where they eliminate certain foods that we call trigger foods. Again, those foods aren't bad or good, like the wheat, the dairy, the caffeine, the sugar, but it's an opportunity to see how good you can actually feel when you're not running on substances like that. So the cleanse is an opportunity to be supported in community. And like you shared, Lori, that was really critical to your own success. Many of us have a difficult time giving our word to something and then doing it alone. Because if you've only told yourself, your mind starts to play tricks on you. Like, well, nobody knows, so I don't really have to go to the gym today. Or no, so I'm going to eat this croissant or whatever it is. So having a supportive community to hold you accountable, and also some experts that you can ask questions of. So that's something that we love doing, the 7-day cleanse experience. And then another approach that we personally follow when we're not doing cleansing is to do upgrades. So for example, 1 week we could give our word to drink more water, and we could say, I'm going to start my day with 16 ounces of filtered water every morning for 1 week, and everything else I do is a bonus. So you set the bar low and you do something simple that you know you're capable of, and then you start to build trust in yourself. You start to build confidence that when I give my word to something, I actually fulfill on it, and then you build your foundation that way, and you start to build healthy habits that way as well.
That's so great what you're talking about, because you're giving people small, manageable ways to start to take charge. And I think it's really critical, because it could seem daunting. I mean, I know for myself, I did not cheat on HCG at all. Everyone else I know did. but I didn't. And I was very nervous around the holidays. I did it after Thanksgiving and through the whole Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah thing. And everybody invited everybody everywhere, and there was a big New Year's party, and I wasn't going to be drinking or eating at any of these parties. And I was very nervous about that. I said, when was the last time I did New Year's Eve and I didn't have a drink? Mm-hmm. I didn't have champagne. I didn't have something. And I want to tell you, I had the best New Year's Eve that I've had in forever. I danced up a storm. I kept myself active because I didn't want to think about drinking and eating. Mm-hmm. And I felt fantastic in my body. And, of course, you know, the rewards speak for themselves. I got back to my college body. So, but I love the idea of just giving people something manageable, like drinking more water to start with, and then doing something else and putting things in before you start taking things out. And I also like the idea of cleansing. I think it's really important, too. I have some specific questions, like, do you also encourage people to do colonics or coffee enemas?
Currently, Rochelle and I don't necessarily. We don't teach on that.
Okay.
But certainly I've used the practices myself, and they are beneficial, so, but not in our work.
Yeah, everybody in my community talks about their coffee enemas, and and some people who visit us sometimes think, "What? What are they talking about?" But I think they're very, when I've been on cleanses or specific diets, I have used those things because I felt like, and I've also used practices of emotional release, because down in those fat layers live some of the things that I've buried, and many people use food to bury things. Mm-hmm. So I've used all the practices, some that you know about from me and some that you don't.
Yeah.
So overall, I mean, if somebody really took themselves on and they were going through a life transition where they really wanted to build this as their life, as opposed to a little thing they have to do now, and then they're going to go back to the same old, same old. How long really would you say it would take somebody to get into a stride?
Well, it could be an instant, really an instance, just a moment where a person's so inspired and they get so clear And Rochelle's actually had that experience for herself when she was a health coach, but she was still indulging quite a bit. And she had a moment where she was in New York, living in New York and working in New York, where she fainted on the subway because of her blood sugar was so low after a night of eating cake and drinking wine. And she woke up and she just knew.
Lucas tells all.
Everybody, anyone can find that story online, but it's, and she just knew. And she really literally hasn't eaten sugar since, white sugar, refined sugar. And her life just gets juicier and juicier. So it can be just a moment where a person gets clear. But if a person's more like me, where it's not so instantaneous and we have to keep coming back to it, it's really about getting momentum. And those are the two steps we talked about. First, for most people, it's about getting some juicy, delicious, satisfying upgrades, learning how to make smoothies that really satisfy and nourish the body, learning more creative and fun salads, finding out that fat isn't bad for us and that most people actually benefit from eating more healthy fats, getting protein dialed in. So people can start to fall in love with some of that, the simple, delicious joys of eating healthy. Then the cleanse, that's when you take it on to cut some of those things out. And as Rochelle was saying, typically we do a 7-day cleanse with people, and we're not talking about some of the more advanced and extreme cleanses, which have their place, but that's not what we teach. We're like that first step, that very gentle experience. And people, we have so many testimonials where people have said literally just 7 days they got the momentum and they haven't looked back. That's not everybody, and personally for me, I needed to come back to it. I still need to come back to it, come back to a practice like a 7-day cleanse every season to kind of reset myself. But everybody's different, and the real key is to start making steps. And if you're listening to this, whoever's listening to this, just see which resonates better. Do you feel like a single upgrade? And you already know, people already know 5 things they could be doing that would probably benefit them and give them more energy. So start with those 5 things. But the key is ask yourself, is it delicious? Could it be delicious? Could I make this satisfying? How could I make this enjoyable? As opposed to going and doing the same old treadmill workout or going to eat the same old boring salad with chicken on it or whatever it may be. So not a straight answer for you. Everybody's different, but it can happen in 7 days. We see it all the time where people are off and running.
I think it's a great answer, and it inspired me because it's different also at different times of life. So I think what you're talking about, it could be this, one individual could differ. A premenopausal woman could feel a certain way about her body and want to take on a 7-day cleanse kind of a thing, and a postmenopausal woman might not want to do that. Mm-hmm. She might want to start adding things in that are nutritious and scrumptious, and then want to eliminate some things. So I mean, I'm just saying that. How do I know anything about that, right?
Right, but yeah, it is different. It's different for different people, different times of our lives. All that applies.
That's great. Rochelle, we are coming down to the top of the hour, so I want to know if there's anything you want to add to that, because that was really a great place for people to know how to start, and then we'll also get them in touch with you. Mm-hmm. So anything you want to add to that last response of Lucas?
I'll just share that, Lucas, thank you for sharing my story, and I would just encourage people to not find yourself on the floor, like picking yourself up, scraping yourself up off of the floor to start being in action. So it took an extreme case and really getting present to the impact and the suffering around my habits for me to do something about it. So some of us need that divine wake-up call like that, and some of us don't need to wait until that happens. So if you are someone who has an inclination that you could feel and function at a higher level, that you know that your satisfaction and your level of confidence in your body could be higher, then there's definitely something in it for you to start looking at what are the changes that I could make. And I love that Lucas shared that everyone knows there are 5 things they could do that they're not doing. We're all highly intelligent human beings, and if we just check in with our bodies and ask our bodies, what are you needing right now, we can access the wisdom that's there and take some actions. And I know it's easier said than done. So if you feel like you want to take that step, but you don't know how to do it alone, then get support.
Rochelle, I think there was something else that you wanted to say, and I'd like to hear it before we end the show. You had a question for me?
Oh, well, Lori, I was considering, because your show is Sex and Happiness, how come you haven't asked us yet about our sex life?
Yeah, well, I do want to ask you about sex life. It just seemed like other things. You know, you had a lot of information to offer. So how is your sex life?
Well, this is really interesting, and I've noticed this since, one, taking on my own health and well-being, as well as loving my body up, and also having done your Bliss and Ecstasy courses mm-hmm. together. Something that comes to me that I think is really important is that when I was younger, sex was a way for me to get validated by another person, another human being. And it was a way for me to feel connected and feel love. And it's not that anymore. Sex is now a way that I connect very deeply with my partner. And it is two whole human beings, not one incomplete human being. And that is very different for me.
Actually, what you're describing is the same exact thing that you're describing about food and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like if chocolate didn't validate you earlier, having sex with somebody, a stranger or somebody who you didn't go deep with to validate you also doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And eventually, hopefully, we grow and we find that out. Some people never do. But it's great, your response to that. Lucas, you want to add anything to that?
I'm just grateful. I'm really grateful to know powerful women like you two and that Rochelle and I found each other when we did.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today and giving people a way to take themselves on to be sexier and healthier and happier, because ultimately we're talking about inhabiting our bodies and making our bodies look and feel good from the inside out, and then being able to connect with other human beings from that whole place that you just talked about. So to get in touch with these two beautiful beings, you need to go to one of these two websites or both, bodylovewithrochelle.com. And I'm going to tell you how to spell that. I know you know how to spell body and love and with. And Rochelle is spelled R-I-C-H-E-L-E. So that's bodylovewithrochelle.com. Or you can go to healthymenscoremore.com and you can find Lucas. They have loads of healthy recipes. They have lots of information for self-help, but also to get started, you may want to call them as your coach. I know that you two do long distance coaching, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So you can do it on Skype, or you can do it on the phone through emails. And this is a really good way to start. So I encourage you to do that. Thank you both for being on my show today.
Thank you, Lori. We love you.
Yes,
I love you too, and I'm thrilled to have had you. So, everyone, I want to thank my sponsors, of course, Zestra and HormoneNurse.com and Valerie Handlers, my sister, and LifeWave Patches for people and pets. And please tune in next time to hear more from an expert about sex and happiness. I'm signing off and see you next time. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-